I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It might seem like the war in Afghanistan is over. Most of our troops are back from Afghanistan. Most, but not all. And yesterday, there was a tragic reminder of the troops still there when six Americans were killed in a Taliban suicide attack. So no, the war is not over. There are about 10,000 U.S. troops still deployed there. They're training and supporting the Afghan forces, who are now taking the lead in the fight against the Taliban. And that fight is not going well, to be honest. Taliban fighters have been gaining ground lately. This week, we've seen that in Sangin, a district of Helmand province in southern Afghanistan. The Taliban claim they're in control of Sangin, even though the fighting there continues. Another sign that the war in Afghanistan is not over. My colleague Aulia Atrafi with the BBC's Pashto service is in Kabul. He says Helmand is a key target for the Taliban because of the opium that's produced there.
The Taliban have been making progress in Helmand province. I've been speaking to some merchants about the situation on the other side. They say that apart from these war zones where the Taliban are fighting, the bazaars are booming. That also means that the opium markets are booming. So just west of Nadali in the desert, a new Nadali district has sprung up. And the opium bazaar is such that there have been traffic jams. And they are packed now that they are not being interrupted, the same as they were when international forces were operating in this area.
And who's running those opium bazaars and who's profiting from the sales of those poppies?
Well, Taliban are very prominent in taxing and the transportation of the opium trade. And also it's providing a good opportunity for the locals. And that might be one of the reasons why they get the support in the countryside, because the Taliban are encouraging the production of opium.
Would you say the government in Kabul seems to understand how the violence is related to poppy production? And do people have confidence that the government has some strategy to deal with all of this?
I think the government probably does understand the role of opium in this war, but people are losing faith, to be honest. I remember we would be sitting on the banks of River Helmand, and young people would be talking about their future. But now these guys are talking about how to escape. And then they reach the conclusion that they can't really leave the city because they're not single men anymore. They've got families, they've got houses and properties, they've got businesses. I mean, one guy, he spent $600,000 on his house, and he's abandoned that house now. And he went to check recently, and he said that pigeons have been nesting, you know, in the domes of his house, which he decorated with such love and care and spent so much money on.
Aulia, just on a personal note, you fled the rule of the Taliban when they were in power in Kabul in the 1990s. You studied journalism in the UK and seemed determined at one point to really reverse the narratives about Afghanistan that you were seeing in Western media. Do those stories about Afghanistan that once angered you, do they now seem accurate?
That's right. It's very, very frustrating. I think it also explains my odyssey in Afghanistan. So first I started working for a local TV. And when I realized it was too political, I went and I thought perhaps I could serve people better in the civil service. And I became a deputy district governor. And I realized I couldn't serve there either, because everything here is working through a chain where you have to take bribe and you have to give bribe. And if you're not willing to become part of that chain, you need to get out of the way because you're disrupting the flow of how things are working. It is extremely frustrating. I think Afghanistan has structural problems, and that is corruption. People in every way of life, whether it's a military or civil service, they have to, you know, give bribe to purchase their jobs, and then they have to take bribe to make that money back. And this all is having a very negative effect on governance, and people are losing hope. And I think that's the main problem with this government.
Aulia Atrafi is with the BBC's Pashto service in Kabul.